It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 30th. 1950, the invention of the phototransistor was announced by Bell Telephone Laboratories of Murray Hill, New Jersey. It was invented by Dr. John Northrop Shrive. 1951, the first commercial computer, the Universal Automatic Computer, or UNIVAC 1, was unveiled by John Williams Malkey and J. Presper Eckert, formerly of the University of Pennsylvania. The computer was manufactured under the company name of Sperry Rand Corporation for the United States Census Bureau. To give you a better idea of how monumentous this computer was, it took almost a year to actually get the computer over to the U.S. Census Bureau. It's not like you went down the street and bought a desktop, brought it back, and set it up. It just didn't work that way. 1961, the IBM Data Processing Division introduced the IBM 1203 unit for preparing checks for automated demand on depositing account. 1976, IBM Data Processing Division announced the new teller terminals and powerful advanced controllers for the IBM 3600 finance communication system. 78, the Data Processing Division introduced a powerful dual processor version of the IBM 3033. 1993, AT&T Graphics Software Labs closed. It was responsible for the development of software such as Comet, CG, Panorama, Rio, StudioMaster, and Topaz. 1998, two 16-year-old teenagers hack into the ISP of Germany's national telephone company, T-Online, stealing hundreds of bank account numbers and playing online games for free. They would brag about their exploits on the German magazine Zeit, calling the company's security for online service absolutely primitive. And in 1999, settlement talks between Microsoft and the United States Department of Justice break down. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2000, DailyRadar.com reveals that the Sony Computer Entertainment is expected to recall and replace as many as 1.25 million PlayStation 2 startup software discs for copies that do not enable consumers to play DVD movies from any region on the PlayStation 2 game system. And also in 2000, Yahoo reveals that the United States Federal Trade Commission had initiated an investigation into Yahoo's consumer information practices. Spokesperson would state that the company believes that the investigation was triggered by a January report by the California Healthcare Foundation criticizing Yahoo for its privacy practices. 2001, Quantum sells its hard drive business to Maxstor, but continues selling other storage products and services. 2005, version 2.4.1 of the Python programming language was released. 2009, Intel launched the Nehalem-based Xeon chips for servers which would offer hyper-threading for 16 cores. Microsoft announced that they would be ending production on Encarta, the online encyclopedia. And 4 months after Mocolo takedown, Spam is back to where it was. Mocolo was a server that they took down because it spewed out millions upon millions of spam messages. when it did go down, it put a hole in spam, but I guess they found new ways around it. And in 2011, Google settles with FCC over Google Buzz privacy issues as Google launched the plus one button onto websites. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.